We begin in Indonesia, which is on high alert this lunchtime after a series of bomb attacks in the city of Surabaya. Just a day after the triple church suicide bombings carried out by a family, including two young girls, members of another family used motorbikes to attack Surabaya's police headquarters yesterday. Our Indonesia correspondent David Lipson is now at the site of that bombing. David, tell us what you're seeing there at the police headquarters in Surabaya.
Well, things seem to be going on relatively normally here at the police headquarters in Surabaya, apart from additional security and barricades out the front of the entrance where we saw that suicide bomb yesterday morning. Now, we've just also spoken to one of the police officers who witnessed the bombing, and in fact, the man who ran to the aid of that little girl who was left standing amid the debris and the destruction. He ran to her, scooped her up and ran away. And we've just had a chat to him about what was going through his head at that time. He said he's a father himself and he didn't really think. He was scared when the bomb went off, but then he saw a child in distress and didn't have a second thought, ran to her aid, scooped her up and took her to safety. Now, she's apparently still okay. She was wounded in that blast. And, of course, we learnt yesterday that she's the daughter of one of the attackers. So as for how the police officer feels about the fact of suicide bombers bringing their children, he says he just can't understand it. It's the most cruel thing. But he says he's not scared and will continue to fight against terrorism in this city.
An extraordinary act, given that only a day earlier it was a 9-year-old girl who had a suicide vest strapped to her. Why, David, are the police such a target in Indonesia?
Well, it's because they're now seen as the enemy. They are fighting terrorism in this country and they're fighting it hard in a fairly uncompromising way, it seems, at times. We saw police shoot dead 4 terrorist suspects just in the past day or two. So they're not asking as many questions as perhaps they once did. And also because they're seen as a softer target these days compared to what we saw as targets in previous years, international hotel chains and the like. They now have pretty extreme security, whereas a traffic policeman standing on a corner or the entrance of a police headquarters is seen as an easier target to attack.
Now, David, in a highly unusual move, Surabaya's police are now calling for assistance from the military. How is Indonesia's government responding to that?
Well, actually, this is something that the President Jokowi has been pushing for a number of years. Greater military involvement in the investigation and the handling of terrorism cases on Indonesian soil. Now, this is something that police have long resisted. They don't want to see the military get more power in this space. They control it and they believe they do a pretty good job at it. But, well, times have seemingly changed in the past few days. And now we're seeing the National Police Chief a little more open to the idea of closer cooperation with the military. The military already does do some work against terrorism in Indonesia, but that's generally in remote areas in the jungle and very much under the guise, under the umbrella of police and under the direction of police. This law, if it passes, would actually give the military independent ability or the ability to act independently against terrorists without the direction of police. And a lot of Indonesians are pretty nervous about that, considering what the military has done in this country in the past.
Indonesia correspondent David Lipson in Surabaya.